survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Even I'm clapping. This is super exciting. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Family Feud. Now, 100 people answered some survey questions of ours, and now two families have answered the call to arms. The family who can best guess these responses gets a crack at $10,000 and perhaps goes on to win a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander SUV as well. Time to meet our families. First up, would you please welcome back our carryover champs from New South Wales. It's the Toomey family. Wow, wow, wow.
Yes.
Are you guys ready to play tonight?
We are.
Just remind Australia who's on board this team of yours.
My wife, Fran.
Yep.
My daughter, Jade.
Nice.
And my sister-in-law, Bernadette, also known as Bear.
Hi, Bear.
Hi.
Welcome back, guys. We're taking them on tonight from Queensland. It's the Edwards family.
Uh-oh.
I'm sensing trouble.
We got a cheeky one.
Hi, Kimmy.
Hi.
How you doing?
Awesome.
Looking forward to this?
Oh, yeah.
Now, just say hello to the rest of the family for us.
My dad, Michael, my sister, Claire, and my sister, Julia.
This is going to be fun.
Oh,
I promise you that.
Yeah.
Team captains, let's play the feud.
Good luck, Good luck, Paul.
Kimmy's got good luck, Paul. Good luck to the both of you, equally. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name something kids and their parents usually don't share the same taste in. Kimmy?
Movies.
Movies is not a bad answer. Paul?
Food.
Food.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Did you just do this when before I came over?
I was sort of...
Do you get sweaty, nervous hands?
Oh, a little bit.
They felt lovely and soft.
Oh, thank you. It's my Nivea.
It's your Nivea?
Yeah.
I use the same thing on my face.
If any of my mates are listening, I was only joking. Name something kids and their parents usually don't share the same taste in.
Music.
Music. Not bad. Name something kids and their parents usually don't share the same taste in.
Clothes.
Clothes. Bear, what about you?
Friends.
Friends? Let's see if that's on the board. First strike. First strike. Name something kids and their parents usually don't share the same taste in.
Well, everyone would like Family Feud, but possibly TV shows.
Yeah, yeah, not us.
Everyone likes this show.
That's why your whole family's on here.
Exactly.
But TV shows can sometimes differ within a household. Love it. Good work, mate. Fran, playing pretty good right now.
Drinks.
Different kind of drinks.
Drinks.
Yeah. No, second strike. Edward's family could steal here, so time to have a think.
Okay, I'm going along the same sort of lines as Auntie Bear. Probably maybe partners. Different tastes in partners.
Different taste in partners?
Oh, no, like...
Partners. Three strikes, I'm afraid. Edward's family. Julia, what would you say?
Well, all my kids are different, and I have to say when it comes to sport.
Sport? Not bad, Claire.
Mm-hmm. I think, actually, it's like their hobbies.
Yeah, hobbies can be different.
Well, from my experience, I'll just say either boyfriends or girlfriends.
OK, yeah, partners, relationships. Kimmy, you're the boss, one of those options, or your own.
I think I'm liking Claire's, so I might go hobbies.
Hobbies can be different between parents and their kids. For the steal. Let's see if we can get you guys some points. The Toomeys are the first on the board tonight. Number 7. Video games.
Vegetables.
Righto. guys. So it's an 88-point lead to the Toomies, but it's early days, and if they're going to win for 5 nights in a row, they'll be taking home the amazing all-new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, the new Outlander sets the benchmark with safety features including active traction control, reverse parking camera and sensors, and Mitsubishi's multi-communication system as well. Now, here's a question for everyone playing along at home. Want the top answer to this one? What is the one thing most people want to do when they retire? The answer when we come back right here on Family Feud. Don't go anywhere. Two families are competing for the chance to win $10,000. Before the break, I asked, what's the one thing most people want to do when they retire? How did you go? The top answer was...
travel!
Well done if you got it. Fran, Mick, let's play!
Oh, yeah.
We surveyed 100 people and the top six answers are on the board. Name something you need in order to elope. Fran.
A partner.
Very, very clever. Name something you need in order to elope.
I would guess a ring.
You might need a ring to elope. Good job. What do you reckon, Bear?
Well, I've been persuading my children all to do it because it's a lot cheaper. But I would like a destination.
You need somewhere to go.
Yeah.
Good job. Name something you need in order to elope.
Let's say a wedding dress.
You might need a wedding dress. Yeah. Oh, cool. First try. What about you, Fran?
Flowers.
You need flowers. Yeah. Second strike. Right now, Edward's family, you can steal.
I'm thinking a celebrant or someone to marry them.
Someone to officiate. Yeah. It needs to be legit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's three strikes. Edward's family. Sorry to break up this gorgeous little family together time that's going on over here. Julia.
I'm going to go bridesmaids.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to go witness.
Mick. Well, I was going to say a priest of some sort.
Not bad, Mick. Pretty good option.
I'm going to go witness with Claire again. Although it didn't help the last time. But
okay. We'll go with a witness.
Why not?
Can I get a witness? No, I can't. Toomey's gather up some more points. Number six. Paperwork.
Car.
You might need some money to elope. Double points time. This might help you guys out. Jade, Claire, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top eight answers are on the board. Name something you associate with the movie Titanic. Jade.
Icebergs.
Iceberg ahead!
I think it's the boat, the ship, Titanic itself.
Let's see. How are you, Julia?
Oh, fantastic,
Green. Well, you were like in the zone then.
Oh, I was.
Name something you associate with the movie Titanic.
I can't remember the exact name of it, but it would be the necklace. It would be...
The necklace?
The gem necklace?
Yeah, the gem necklace that... The gem necklace.
First strike, I'm afraid.
Kimmy, you're the youngest of how many kids?
10.
Oh. Ah. 10 kids.
My theory behind it is that my mum and dad had to keep going until they found that perfect child.
Yes.
And they got it.
Yeah.
And they're so thankful for it. Well done, Scott. Name something you associate with the movie Titanic.
I'm going to go Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, he's gorgeous. Yeah. And on the board. You seen it, Mick? Seen the movie?
I had no choice. Missus put it on. I had to watch it.
I suppose it'd be like that at home with 10 children, 30 grandkids, and 3 great grandkids.
We've been busy.
Is there no heating in your house, old Mick? They make you proud?
Yeah, they do, funny enough.
What's it like actually? Name something you associate with the movie Titanic.
Well, Mick. I'll go with the actress Kate Winslet.
Yeah, good work. Really good try. Second strike though, I'm afraid. Toomey's good steal. Claire.
Romance.
It's a romantic film. Yeah. Give me a romance on the board.
Ocean. It's all in the ocean.
It's about being stuck out in the ocean and sinking in the ocean. Three to go, Edwards. Get you guys some points if we can knock those three out. Ready, Kimmy?
No, I'm not.
Something you associate with the movie Titanic.
Shipwreck.
A shipwreck. You do have this. They're shy, Mick, aren't they?
Oh, they are very shy.
These girls, they're just so reserved and quiet.
You want to meet the rest of them?
Name something you associate with the movie Titanic.
Well, going with a shipwreck, you've got to have a lifeboat.
You've got to have a fight for the lifeboat. Mick, good try, though. Toomey's. Bernie.
The nude photo.
Jade.
Death.
Yeah, it's about dying. Lots of death. Fran.
I'm going to go when, I think it's The King and I, where she stands and does this thing.
Top of the world.
Yeah.
Come out here. What are you going to go with?
The King of the World, bow of the ship, that King of the World.
The King of the World.
King of the World.
Paul is my King of the World! No! Sorry, Toomey's! Edward gets some much-needed points! Congratulations! Number 8. Celine Dion, my heart will go on. Jack and Rose, with your fan of not only Titanic but Family Feud, check us out at 10 Play. There are highlights, outtakes, the official Family Feud game is there, and all the details you need are at 10 Play and follow Family Feud. It's triple points time next, right here on Family Feud. Don't go anywhere. The carryover champs on 146, but the Edwards family now have it on 180, and the family who gets the 300 points right now could win $10,000. We're playing for triple points, everybody. So, Bear, Julia, let's do it!
Good luck.
We have ourselves a showdown. We surveyed 100 people, and the top 6 answers are on the board. Name a type of whale. Fast, Julia.
Killer whale.
Killer whale. Good. Can you beat it?
A blue whale.
A blue whale. Yes. Pass or play? You're going fast. You guys are going to play. Now you were just telling me in the commercial break that winning isn't exactly in the Edwards heritage.
No.
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 What do you mean by this?
We call it the Edwards curse. We just don't win.
Ever.
We just don't win.
Anything.
No. Even things that are like served on a platter. It's like, no, we don't want it.
Would it be awesome if you managed to turn that around? Because let's just look at the score right now. You're leading. You're leading. Edwards are in front.
Yeah.
Name a type of whale, Kimmy.
No, that's a shark. A whale shark.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, man. It's got whale in the title. Don't die on me. Whale shark.
Oh,
how about you, Mick?
I'm trying to think, like, I suppose a porpoise would come in that category.
A porpoise? Let's have a look. Two strikes, two miss, could steal.
I'm actually thinking maybe Dick.
That's pretty cool.
Is he a type of whale?
Well...
Is he a type of... Is he a type, or was he?
You've kind of said it. You can't ask them.
Can I take it back?
No, you can't take it back. Claire said maybe Dick.
No.
Oh, no. Don't tell me it's the Edwards curse coming into play. Toomies.
Minky.
Minky whale. Nice one, Bear. Jade.
A humpback whale? Yeah.
Bran.
A sperm whale?
Yeah. Well, let's go humpback whale, I think.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. Does it get you points? Toomies do it. They are our champs. Yet again, the remaining answers. A right whale, minke whale, and a sperm whale. Wow, you just about had all those toomies, which means the Edwards curse strikes again. But somehow you knew that was going to happen, didn't you, Kimmy? You were looking me in the eye going, Grant, don't even talk us up as leaders because it's about to change. Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you tire of it?
No, it's funny.
Did you have fun? did you have fun?
We did.
It was so good having you guys here. Mick, Claire, Julia. You played well. You gave it your all, and you won't go away empty-handed because we're going to give you a gift card for $1,000 from Webjet, which is Australia's largest online travel agency, a great place to compare and book the best domestic and international travel. So, hey, happy holidaying.
Thanks.
They are the Edwards family. Toomies, fast money. So, our dynamic duo are about to go again. You were successful in your first attempt. We're about to go for a second attempt to make it $20,000 total. That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Righto. You head back that way. Soundproof booth awaits. You and I go for $10,000. And we do it next in Fast Money.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Time here on the Feud, so let's see if the Toomey family can win some cash. Now, if you and Paul get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. Paul's now in our soundproof booth, courtesy of Best and Less, and can't hear your answers. He's deep in focus. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Going to give you 20 seconds to answer, OK? If you pass, we'll come back at this time, and the clock starts at the end of the first question. You set?
OK.
Righto. 20 seconds on the clock, please. And best of luck, Jade. Name a dish you might find at a very upmarket restaurant.
Duck Maryland.
Name a place where people clap.
A TV show?
Name something you can lock.
A door.
Name something you plug in.
A charger.
Name a root vegetable.
A carrot.
You work in a fine dining restaurant. You were quite specific about your answer, weren't you? I don't even know what you said. You went, doc for her.
It's my favourite dish at my work.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Where do you work?
Reef Restaurant in Terrigal.
There you go. So if you'd like some doc,
Duck Maryland.
Let's go.
There you go.
Name a dish you might find at a very upmarket restaurant in Terrigal. You said Doc Maryland. Is it confit, Doc Maryland?
It is.
Why am I talking like this?
No.
Is it weirding you out?
Yes.
Survey says... possibly a little too specific. Name a place where people clap, you said. In a TV show, don't they? Survey says... Last time we surveyed you guys. Name something you can lock, you said. Door. Survey says... You happy with yourself there, aren't you? Name something you plug in, you said. A charger you plug in. Yeah. Survey says. Pretty good. Name a root vegetable. You said... You're so lucky you work in a restaurant. I don't even know what a root vegetable is. Survey says... Whoa! Great job! Jay, ace. Head back to family. Clear the board. Paul.
Wow. She is good.
She is.
You only need 63 points for $10,000. She's already done most of the work, man. Most of the work's already been done.
Yes.
You can just breeze this in. Just chill out and relax.
Yeah, yeah.
You get the same five questions, but you're the second player, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, OK?
Yes.
Now, if you pass, we'll come back if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. So can we remind everybody of Jade's answers? 25 seconds on the clock too, and the time starts from the end of the first question, so best of luck, Paul. Name a dish you might find at a very upmarket restaurant.
Filet mignon.
Name a place where people clap.
The movies.
Name something you can lock.
A car.
Name something you can plug in.
Hairdryer.
Name a root vegetable.
A turnip.
A turnip.
Let's go. How do you feel?
Yeah, not terribly confident.
You happy with all those answers?
No.
No? Which one? Which one don't you like?
The movies. Don't clap really at the movies.
You don't just go, this is an awesome movie! I love this! Yeah.
The footy would have been a better
answer. You don't do that in the movies?
No.
I don't think anybody does that.
Maybe at the end. Maybe they'll do that.
Oh, here comes the credits!
Yeah, hooray.
Woo! John Smith! Name a dish you might find at a very upmarket restaurant, you said. Filet mignon, not a bad answer. Survey says... Just 4. Had you said lobster, you would have had the top answer. And you come from the coast too.
Yes.
59 points now for $10,000. This is still looking red hot for you guys. Name a place where people clap. And you said at a movie. This is the saddest movie I've ever seen. Survey says...
There you go.
Touché, touché. Constance was the top answer.
Yes, of course.
Name something you can lock, you said. You can lock a car. This is good. This feels better.
Yes.
Survey says... 20. Door was the top answer. Jade had that. So 37 now from the last two answers. We're well within striking distance here. Name something you plug in. You said a hairdryer.
Yeah.
You're a well-kept man.
Yeah.
Hey, we cuddled early in the show.
You
I
did.
Know this.
Yes.
You're a man who looks after himself. Survey says... Just eight. Jade once again had the top answer of charger.
Yeah.
29 from this final answer.
Don't think so.
As you can see on the left-hand side, Jade got over 29 a couple of times, 3 times.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
Name a root vegetable, you said. Turnip. We need this to be 29 or more for $10,000. You don't think so?
No.
Survey says... carrot was the top answer. That was Shades as well. Not $10,000, but $10 for every fast money point. You'll be back again to do it again tomorrow night.
Wonderful.
Right on, mate. Good on you. Thanks for the cuddle. Stay tuned. The project's coming up next. News for all the family. I'm Grant Denyer. My heart will go on tomorrow night.